From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. Jamie Dimon, probably the world's most powerful banker, has said that he is going to stay on as chief executive and chairman of JP Morgan for another 5 years and has appointed two lieutenants to be co-presidents of the bank. Well, to look at what this means and how likely that scenario is to pan out, I'm joined by Martin Arnold, our banking editor. Martin, the chief executive of JP Morgan has been in his job for, 12 years now? He's got a bit of a reputation for assassinating potential successors who might be making their presence felt too early when he wants to stay on. Now he's just appointed two co-presidents and also said that he plans to stay for an extra 5 years. How should we read these latest remarks from what is probably the world's most powerful banker?
Yeah, he is certainly one of the most powerful businessmen in the world, and committing to stay at the bank for 5 years is from a real position of strength. There is a clear succession plan, as you mentioned, and also the five-year period is quite interesting because there's a lot of speculation about whether Jamie Dimon could be tempted to go into politics. He's known to be a Democrat supporter and could be considered a likely challenger to Donald Trump in the next US presidential election. So this is seen as him letting everyone know that he's not going to do that, that he's going to stay at the bank for another 5 years and not go for a political change of career. However, I would say that because both of the co-COOs are getting on a bit themselves, they're in their late 50s. By the time Jamie Dimon's expected departure comes along, they will be too old, realistically, to do anything more than an interim job as CEO. And also, I've got a report back from Davos that the speculation amongst JP Morgan employees around Jamie Dimon is as intense as ever, that he is spending more time than ever in Washington, that he seems to be positioning himself for a run, potentially at the presidency or some kind of other big political job such as mayor of New York. So maybe it's not as clear as all that, and maybe actually what's happening here is that Jamie Dimon is saying to the board, I'm your man for the next few years, but we have a great succession plan in place. You've got these two co-COOs, but below them, you've got people like Marianne Lake, the CFO, who with perhaps one more job running a business line could be his successor. Younger people like her coming through where, you know, you can see that the bank has still got a pretty strong bench, even though Jamie Dimon is famous for having said goodbye to many of the people who were considered his most likely successors over the past decade.
Including, of course, a couple who now run big British banks, not least Bill Winters at Stanchart and Jess Staley at Barclays. Well, we'll keep a close watch on that, but one thing's for sure, Jamie Dimon never takes the expected line, so it's going to be a fun 5 years if it lasts that long. Well, this was a segment taken from the FT Banking Weekly podcast, which comes out every Tuesday and can be downloaded from all the usual podcast apps.